Hello there, world. It's Annabelle here, and today we're going to talk about one of the blocks or an obstacle that people face when trying to start creating their own life. When people start to understand that it's possible to change their life and they see things in their life that they want to see changing, then a lot of us don't let us go straight into the creation process of visualizing what we want and living into that, because there is something that is blocking it. And I will share with you today what it is and how to overcome it. So the blockage that people experience a lot of times is this. When they look at the situation that they want to change in their life, their next question is, how am I gonna change that? And a lot of times people have experiences in their life where they can say, I have tried to change this, but it has not changed, so it means it cannot be changed. And this is where they stop. So how to get over this blockage of looking at the how part of receiving the new life that you want or creating the new life that you want? Let's take a few steps back and start with this. Why do we concentrate on how so much? And what else is possible for us? If we choose something different, what would it be? When we were kids and we went to school, our school systems right now, mainly, at least in Western world, are built up like this. That they give you a problem, then they tell you what the solution is, and then they tell you what's the right answer, what you have to come up with in the end. And then they send you home, and when you go back to school, you have to be able to answer exactly the same way. So this is the challenge, this is exactly how it's solved, and here is the end result. So if you keep doing that for 12 years, or maybe you keep doing that even like 16 or 17 or 18 years if you go to university after high school, then what do you think? When you come out of school, wouldn't you approach life the same way? You would look at life the same way, and a lot of us still do. So how would you look at it? You would look at it like this. So here's the challenge or something that I want to change in my life. Now I need to know all the steps even to start this journey, and this is where I want to end up. But I don't know the steps, and this is where people get stuck. So I will share you a little secret how to overcome it. It's pretty simple, and you will have your own experience when you try and test it out. But I can tell you from my last 11 years experience that this trick is so simple, but it always works. So how to overcome it? Trick yourself into a game and tell yourself something like this. Okay, so this is the area in my life that I want to change right now. Okay, and I don't know how to change it. Okay, so I will skip it and I will jump over to the end result and just visualize and feel what would it be like if I already solved it. And this is where the brain enters, the mind enters and asks you, okay, yes, but how do you think you're gonna change that? And the brain does not even allow you to visualize or live into that new reality inside of you, because it wants to know how are you gonna get there. And it feels that it can fail when it doesn't have the right way or the correct steps to take, and like right now, like the whole journey. So that moment when the mind enters, you can just tell yourself, it's just a game. I'm just playing a game. And in a game, you can do whatever you want. So you will go back to your visual about what it would feel like, what it would be like, what it would look like if you would have the end result. If it's a different kind of relationship, or if it's a new relationship, you would feel, oh my God, I have this relationship. How awesome is that? Oh, I'm so lucky I have it. Or that our relationship changed, if it's an existing one. And you would start feeling like, how would it feel if you would be there? And you would totally enter into this new reality inside of you without changing anything outside first. And then you would just like stop your mind every step of the way, whenever it would come, and jump over to the future. So see you next time. It was Annabelle.